Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
All right, so let's talk about benefits of good public relations or PR. This is absolutely important for your business. As a matter of fact, this is one of the six pillars of the remote CEO framework that I've been teaching to my coaching clients. And truth be told, this is one of the best ones because it's something that a lot of people don't do, all right? So it's something that not a lot of people do on a daily basis, but the people that start doing it, they see an amazing increase in sales, in brand loyalty, and in brand recognition, all right? Across all platforms. Because PR, public relations, is not something that you do only on Google with Google Ads or Facebook with Facebook Ads or on any other platform, Instagram with influencer marketing. If you think about public relations, the concept of public relations is to make your brand available to the public, all right? Creating a relation with the public, with the people. And people are anywhere. People are reading blogs. People are going through magazines. People are just watching videos and listening to different podcasts or anything else, any type of media than you can imagine, all right? So first off, you wanna think about PR as your ability to create a story around your business and your brand, your products, your services, and make that story interesting enough so that someone, in this case, a journalist or reporter, can bring to the public through an article and talk about you. Now, the reason why this is very important, I'm getting into the four points here, is first off, it's the authority that you're getting, the authority in your niche. And you always want to remember that authority is a big bias. All right. A bias meaning someone that has authority has inherently more credibility in the market, and credibility turns into more sales. Right. So it's very important. I want you to think about a company that you've recently saw online and they've talked about something very interesting. It always comes to mind, Tesla, for example. It always comes to mind because especially when you do the good things, not necessarily those accidents with people driving into trucks and stuff like that where people die. That's actually bad PR. See that right there. But good PR could be an amazing story of the reason why Tesla is changing the world and helping people and helping the environment at the same time. All right, that's, you know, I've read thousands of stories about this specific topic, and the more you think about them, the more you think about Tesla as an amazing car, and people buy more and more Teslas, right? So the authority in the market, think about Tesla and think about electric cars, they're the authoritative figure, or at least the authority in that specific market, all right? So authority is huge, and you definitely can get that through PR. You don't get authority, by the way, with paid advertising. And the reason why you don't get it is because you're paying for it. People are not stupid. They know that you're paid, even if it's, you know, $1,000 or $1 for a click, but you've paid to be there and to be talked about. And when that happens, they automatically assume that, you're not necessarily an authority. You're just someone that had some money to spend in advertising. Point number two, it's exposure without advertising. This is huge, guys. Think about how big certain magazines are. I've been published on magazines that have, you know, tens or even hundreds of thousands of copies coming out every single week or month. And my name and my business name was on those magazines. And truth be told, I did not spend a single cent for those, you know, copies of magazines that talked about me because it was an article that was written about a specific topic. So if you want exposure the right way, you want the right exposure, organic exposure, this is the way to do it. All right. Point number three, staying top of mind. Again, talking about advertising, it's a great way to stay top of mind. I own a digital marketing agency, so I always tell my clients the first click is just for fun. All right, whenever you're targeting a cold audience and people click on it, 99% of people, or even more really, do not buy your product right away. Even if it's a $10 product, the majority of people want to spend time researching whatever they're buying, reading about different options, and then pondering, waiting some time, then going back on another website, and then finally third, fourth day, fifth day, a month down the road, they will finally buy from someone. So in order for you to get that sale, you want to stay top of mind. You want to be the one that people are thinking about when they're ready to pull their wallet out of their pocket and buy something. So in order for you to do that without breaking the bank is, of course, with PR. If you're able to keep people engaged with an article or a feature in one magazine, and then a second one somewhere else, and then a third one on a third publication, sooner or later, people will get used to listening to your brand and reading about you, and they will finally say, you know what, this is a must-have. I've read about them 4 or 5 times now. I'm ready to buy their products or services, all right? Point number 4 is association with a good story. I always tell my clients and I teach them and say, hey, listen, public relations is all about creating a good angle for your product. I always talk about this. Let's say, for example, AirPods, all right? AirPods are amazing and you could create 5 or 6 different reasons or stories or angles on why AirPods are amazing. It could be a story about someone that needed to get more work done, but they couldn't because they had to always have these headphones in and they couldn't bring their phones with them or walk around the house, but now they have them, they have AirPods, they are wireless, and they're able to work, get more stuff done while they're maybe helping their, you know, newborn or something. And there you go. It's not just a product. It was actually a tool that made a father or a mother grow closer to their kids even while they were working, right? Simple story. Just made it up on the spot, actually. So it may not be the amazing story that you guys were hoping for, but it's an angle. And they want you to start thinking about 5 or 6 or even more angles. Every product has several different angles that you can use. And if you make a good angle that strikes a chord in the reader's mind and heart and feelings, then you will associate, you'll help them associate your product with a good story. So these are just 4 reasons why PR and good PR is going to skyrocket your business. If you want to know more, please go to email me at deniro@deniroB. If you want to have any questions, go to deniroB.com, deniroB.com, and sign up for the newsletter. The course and the membership sites are going to be live soon, and I can't wait to help you get your business to the next level. Talk to you tomorrow.